The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Over to our game of the week, week two of the high school basketball season. Jarrett Slippy with you from Centralia as the Panthers host the Hiawatha Redhawks. The girls' game is first, and Hiawatha's girls' team is currently 2-0 out of Class 3A. And as for Centralia, out of Class 1A, D1, they are the number 4 team in the state, as according to the new polls from the Kansas Coaches Association. And they are 1-1 on the season, as those polls, they came out yesterday. And we'll talk about those here in a little bit. Let's take a look at some of the key players for tonight's matchup, starting off with Centralia's sophomore superstar Owen Dieters. She's gotten off to a pretty solid start to her sophomore season. She's averaging 18.5 points a game. However, seems like she could be doing a little bit better. She's shooting 39% from the floor and 27% from beyond the arc. So the fact that she's already scoring 18.5 games, she could be even better than that. It's pretty scary if you're another team in the TVL. She's also averaging 5 boards a game and 3 assists a game and 3 steals a game. Last year, she was on the All-State team, and she was first-team All-TVL as well. She struggled a little bit yesterday from beyond the arc. Last Tuesday, against Omaha Central, and so did senior Lena Haverkamp. And they're hoping to get back on the right track. That was their lone loss of the season so far. However, Lena is having a pretty solid season so far, averaging 7 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4.5 steals per game. That leads the team. And she's also second-team All-TVL. And Jane Wells is also having a very nice start to the season, averaging 8.5 points a game. She's shooting 40% from the floor and 41.6% from beyond the arc. As for Hiawatha, Darcy Lears currently leading the team in scoring with 18.5 points and 6 boards, 4.5 steals. Josie Delaney, she's averaging 10 a game. She could be a little bit better from beyond the arc, but she's also rebounding the ball well, and she's seeing the floor well. She averages 3.5 assists per game as well. Go further in depth coming up after the break, because we have our national anthem coming up. Stay with us. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College, 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia Hiawatha getting this one underway. And looking at the starters, first for the Panthers, it'll be Lena Haverkamp, Jaden Wells, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, and Court Thompson. And for Hiawatha, it's Josie Delaney, Abby Elsner, Darcy Lears, Kenzie Nelson, and Aubrey Kent. And we are underway from Centralia. Hiawatha controls the tip. Centralia playing man-to-man, first possession of the game. Cross-court pass near side. driving in the middle is Lears. Kick out in the corner. Full head fake. Nelson drives baseline side. Tipped and intercepted by Haberkamp. Charlie looking to push up ahead. Kramer has it. Shot up. Good. Hayden Kramer, the sophomore with the first points of the game, and we are underway. Hand off. Nelson. She'll give it up to Darcy Lears, a senior. Mentioned leading scorer for Hiawatha so far, 18.5 points a game. Elfner, shot up. No good. From the forward, rebound to the Panthers. Kramer looking to push up tempo, dribbles into a double team, and throws the ball away. Red Hawks have a 2-on-2. Right on the right side, Lears, shot up, no good. And on the rebound, a foul against Lears going the other way. So Lears commits the personal. Oh, no, they're actually going to give this one to Lena Haberkamp. My mistake on that. So her first personal, that will go against the Panthers. The Panthers team averaging 57 points a game while giving up just 34 points a game so far, but a pretty small sample size, just two games. Top of the key, thought about the three, stepped into it, and then traveled. That was Delaney, so the senior gives the ball back to the Panthers. As for the Redhawks, they shoot a collective 37%. Centralia 37.8%. They're averaging 38.5 points per game while giving up 32.5. Hiawatha comes out in a zone press. Peters gives it up ahead to Haberkamp. Far side, three corner. Good for Jake Wells. Panthers are up 5-0. Finn Wells having a pretty solid start to the season, as mentioned, averaging 8 points a game. Peters defending. Nelson hands it off, driving middle, shot up. Scoop shot is good. Underhanded shot from Darcy Lears. And lays it in for her first points of the game. And a foul in the backcourt called against the Redhawks. 5-2 our score, 6:20 to go. Opening quarter from Centralia. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. Peters trying to split double team and she traveled. She tried to jump stop, but instead she took 2 feet. First she was confused, but then I think she realized what she did. Hiawatha, a chance to possibly tie it up right here. Elfner has it, far side wing. Found the corner with it. Nelson, the freshman, gives up top. And Delaney puts it on the floor. Going to hand it off to Elfner. Now spins away from pressure, loses it out of bounds. Turnover to Centralia. So far, Hiawatha bringing the pressure in the backcourt. Centralia bringing pressure in the frontcourt. Peters trying to break pressure once again. Passes it up ahead to Hayden Kramer. Peters gets it back. Dribbles from the near side wing. No dribbles baseline. Top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Haberkamp. That one left short. Rebound Peters underneath the basket. And the paint loses it. And squirts free. And Darcy Lears has it one-on-one. Shut up. Good. Darcy Lears now has 4 points. It's 5-4. Centralia still up by one. Bounce pass. Nice pass ahead to Haberkamp, looking up ahead, and pass is dropped by Wells, but into the hands of Kramer, giving it up top to Haberkamp. It sports out of bounds, deflected last by Hiawatha, 5:23 to go, opening quarter. Centralia 5, Hiawatha 4. Inbounds to Dieters, near side corner, double team, puts on the floor, drives baseline, stopped by another double team. From the high post, driving and falling to the seat is Kramer, and she traveled. Wonderful, those listening, you can also watch this game on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. Far side wing, Elfner puts on the floor, a tall forward, passes it, and it's blocked from behind, shot by Kent, rebound for Centralia. The team's kind of off to a little bit of a slow start offensively. Pass is intercepted, turnover from Haberkamp, pushing it is Delaney, and she loses it, but she's tripped up, I believe, by Dieters. And it is the sophomore picks up her first, second team foul. Hiawatha yet to commit a personal. Delaney feeds it to Elfner, but she can't handle the pass. And it's intercepted. Wells with a steal, outlet pass to Dieters. Up ahead, far side wing, Haberkamp. She fires away another three. That one's left short. And Delaney gets pushed in the back. No, they're going to say that Delaney pushed Wells, so So that'd be the first team foul against Hiawatha, first personal, obviously, for the senior point guard, Josie Delaney. Inbound, wide open three ball on the way for Wells. That one too strong. Rebound, Dieters all alone from the far side block. It's blocked from behind by Elfner. Offensive rebound, had left pass, is stolen away by Hiawatha. One on no fast break, and Lears is fouled in, one from behind by Tatum Kramer. So Lears now has 6 points. It's 4:25. That's all of the Hiawatha points. Redhawks take the lead for the first time tonight, 6-5. Six unanswered points from Lears. Chance to finish a three-point play after the personal foul committed by Tatum Kramer. On the way, too strong. Rebound by Elfner. Tries to pass it, and she does get it out. Delaney from the top of the key to Elfner. Hands it off to Lears. Drives right side. Into a trio of Panthers. Crowd wants to travel. Kick out three-pointer. That one rims out. Well, tipped up. Rebound goes to Kramer. That was Nelson who couldn't get three to go. Up ahead, 3-on-2 fast break for the Panthers. Kramer drips into the short corner. Dieters has it. Baseline, spinning away from a double team. Hooks Delaney to get free to the top of the key. Bounce pass as we are now halfway through the first quarter. Hiawatha 6, Centralia 5. Cross-court pass, near side short corner, driving baseline. It's Kramer up top, now Dieters. Head fake, nice move, spins through a double team. Pass and deflected. Top of the key for Haberkamp. Pass low, side near block. And pushed in the back was Kramer by Aubrey Kent. That is her first personal. Team foul number two. Outlet pass, top of the key for Kramer. The sophomore gives it up to the senior, leaving a Haberkamp. Far side corner. Both hands it off to Dieters. Thought about the three, has it knocked away. Good hands by Kenzie Nelson. And it's a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with the Panthers. 6 unanswered points from the Red Hawks after 5-0 run to start the game from Centralia. South McGee, Haberkamp gives it near side corner for Dieters. Goes away from pressure. 2-3 zone from Hiawatha. Hands it off. Haberkamp near side corner. 3 ball on the way for Wells. That one left short as well. Rebound Dieters. Far side block. Almost had it tied up, and now they're going to face a double dribble. She never lost possession after she picked it up. Therefore, it is a double dribble. 3:15 left to go. First quarter, 6-5 Hiawatha over Centralia. Non-league matchup, and Josie Delaney carried it. Trying to cross over to her left hand. Another turnover. Now Centralia will get the ball back. Looking for their first basket after a quick start. Wells had a three-pointer. Kramer has a two-point field goal. Inside pass is to for Thompson. Kick out three ball on the way. That one's no good from Dieters. Long rebound for Centralia. A splash in the paint by Dieters. Kicks it near side corner. Now top of the key, Haberkamp. She's defended nicely by Lears. Gets past her. She's stopped from behind on a 13-foot jumper. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. So Lears picks up her first personal, team's third. Couple free throws coming for Haberkamp. Centralia. So far this season. That free throw's missed. Good to be shooting a little bit better as a whole. 39% as a team, 27.8% from beyond the arc. It is early, of course. Looking to tie this game with a second free throw for Lena Haberkamp. That one's on the way. That one's no good. They went 0-4 against Care Paravel this past Tuesday. Here's a handoff. Delaney. Top of the key for Elfner. Near side for Delaney. 2.5 now left to go. First quarter. Moving to the far side. Delaney, the senior. Looks over dribble. Gives it top of the key for Kent. On your side. Three ball on the way for Lears. That one is here. Lears has all 9 points for Hiawatha. It's now 9-5. Haberkamp comes off a screen. Top of the key. Gives it to Dieters. Reds left side, bounce pass, near side short corner, and long two, no good. This time from Thompson, and a foul against Centralia on the rebound. That one's going to go against Kramer, that is her second. She is the leading scorer so far for Centralia. Panthers are cold right now. Hiawatha is heated up with Darcy Lear. She has 9. We go to a break, 2:06 left to go. Step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Team of the Week brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Also streaming live on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. Three ball on the way by Delaney off the dribble is no good. Rebound goes to the Panthers. Haverkamp pushes to Dieters, far side wing. He's trying to go middle, gets bumped, no foul call. Three ball on the way. This side is good by Tori Kuckelman. Big basket out of the break, and now Centralia back within one. It's 9-8. 1:38 to go in the first quarter. Far side wing. Lears has the ball. Near side for now Delaney. She dribbles into double team, gets away. Top of the key. Thought about the three was Lears. Instead gives it up far side to Kenzie Nelson, the freshman. Gives it up to Elfner. Far side corner. Now top of the key for Delaney. The senior has it. Puts on the floor once. Now near side. Lears. Now back to Delaney. Now Centralia has kind of fallen into a 1-3-1 defense. Three ball on the way is good from the top of the key for Darcy Lears. She now has all 12 points for Hiawatha. It's 12-8. Haverkamp, top of the key. Dieters fires, or excuse me, from the free throw line. That one is good, and Dieters is finally on the board. It's now 12-10. 50 seconds left now, opening quarter. Delaney puts it on the floor. Pass near side wing. Lears. All to Delaney, top of the key. Elfner running baseline to baseline. She collects near side baseline. She's going to fire away a three. That one too strong. Rebound to Centralia's Tori Kuckelman, junior. Gives up to Haverkamp. Senior pushes. 27 seconds left. Tire take the lead here with the basket. Peters puts it on the floor from the near side wing. Thought about it. Up fake. Near side corner. Now top of the key for Haverkamp. One dribble. Far side wing. Three ball on the way for Kuckelman. That one is good. Centralia. Back on top. Driving in the lane, shot up by Lears is no good. 5 seconds left, rebound Centralia. Dieters with 3 seconds at half court, fires away a 40-footer. That one just short. And Centralia holds on to a 13-12 lead after one. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA and the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net.
Celebrate the season with these timely specials featured in the holiday sale flyer from Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Crescent brand 35-piece mechanics tool sets for just $39.99. A corded Sozzle reciprocating saw for just $119.99. They even have Milwaukee demolition reciprocating 9-inch saw blades on sale. Stock up on Duracell double or AAA batteries for just $4.49 a 4-pack. You'll find other hand tools and handy items in their holiday sale flyer, with lots of gifts ideas possible at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Specials end December 15th.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia, Hiawatha after one quarter. It's Centralia 13, Hiawatha 12. Taking a look at the body work by these two teams so far. Centralia, number 4 team out of Class 181 according to the KBCA. They lost their opener against Nemaha Central on the road in Seneca, 54-37. And bounce back with a 55-14 win over Caraparavel from Topeka. As for Hiawatha, they started with a road opener, as they went to Marysville and won 34-32 and then defeated Troy at home 43-33. Hiawatha currently is unranked, so. Elfner, top of the key to Delaney, opening possession for the Redhawks to start the second quarter. Top of the key, and for the first time, is Aaliyah Contreras, the sophomore. She gives it up. Delaney fires away a three. That one too strong for the near side wing. Rebound by Dieters, stripping it away from her teammate. Nice in-and-out dribble, and she's bumped and fouled. Delaney got her with the push. That is going to be her second. And team's fourth. Both teams with four team fouls so far. Tatum Kramer for Centralia also with two personals. Kenzie Nelson back in the game after not starting in the game. Was in for Delaney. Far side wing. Haverkamp with the ball for Centralia. High post. Far side elbow, driving is Dieters to the near side, staying away from the block. That one is good up the glass. Dieters, who only had 2 points in the opening quarter, scores and puts Centralia up by three. Darcy Lear is bringing the ball up. Nelson gives it to Elfner in the corner. She thought about the three, instead pulls it down. There's Contreras, top of the key, cross-court pass, far side wing. This time Nelson thinking about it from the far side corner. Firing away a three near side wing, way off the mark was Contreras, and pushed out of bounds was Dieters, getting the foul call. And that one is going to go against Kenzie Nelson as her first. Team's fifth. 6:50 to go, quarter number two, Centralia 15, Hiawatha 12. Near side corner, pass side post, deflected. Nice hands by Paige Campbell, the senior for Hiawatha, to get the tip. Hiawatha comes away with the turnover. On the floor once, Nelson fires away a three from long as Lears from the top of the key, no good, rebound Dieters of Centralia. Sophomore pushes up ahead along the near side, gets past one defender, jump stops, and pulls up from 8 feet, no good. A little too strong this time, rebound goes to Contreras for Hiawatha. The Hawks, you can maybe keep pushing it up here, pushing too much as try to go from the near side wing to the far side block. It's intercepted by Dieters, but about the three off the dribble, instead gives up in the corner, and it's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Paige Campbell of Hiawatha, they'll stay with the Panthers. So 15-12, 6:10 left to go, quarter number two. Court Thompson checks in for Centralia and for Haberkamp. For Wells, as Haberkamp receives the inbound pass. And Dieters knocks down the three from the far side wing. Dieters struggled from beyond the arc in the season opener against Nemaha Central. She was just 1 of 9. She still ended up with 17 points. Knocks a big one down to go up by 6. Lears to Nelson. Back to Lears. She fires away a three near side wing. That one too strong. Long rebound. Trying to save it was Thompson, the freshman. She didn't need to do that. It was going to go out of bounds, and it was going to go to Centralia. Instead, she tries to save it. She cannot, and Hiawatha gets the ball back. Substitution, and Delaney will come in despite having two personal fouls for the Redhawks. In for Paige Campbell. Senior for senior. Delaney gets the inbound, thought about the three. She was open. She gives it set up to Nelson. She fires a three, and the freshman off the mark this time. Rebound goes to Court Thompson. Centralia, a freshman, gives up to Dieters, and she lowers her shoulder. She bumps into Contreras. She falls over. She doesn't get the call, though. Kick it out. Three ball on the way. That one and rattles home for Tori Kuckelman. A little bit of a clap first celebration. The Kuckelman has 9 points. She has 3 three-pointers, and the Panthers are now up by 9. It's 21-12. 5:21 left to go, quarter number two. Step aside for 30 seconds on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA and the Hiawatha channel on MSCSports.net.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
5:21 left to go, quarter number two, 21-12. Jared Selby back with you from Centralia. Take a look at some of the area games going on this evening. We have Clifton Clyde there at Pike Valley. Horton is at Jefferson County North. Jeff West is at Riverside in the Big 7. Oskaloosa at Moorhill Mount Academy. That one in the NEKL. Also in the NEKL, McLeod is at Valley Falls. Gets us some more games coming up here in a bit. Hiawatha gets the ball out of the break. Near side wing, Nelson has it. Now up top for Delaney, the point guard for the Redhawks. It's right back to Nelson. Now inside to Elfner. With the near side elbow, driving is Lear. She's fouled. And going up, so she'll get 2 free throws, and the shot was just a little bit too strong. 15, that goes against Owen Dieters. That's the sophomore's second personal foul. That is big time. And we'll see if they decide to have her sit down for a little bit as that first free throw is off the mark. We have yet to see a free throw made in this contest so far. So Wells will actually check in for Court Thompson and not for Owen Dieters. She will stay in the game despite, as mentioned, 2 personal fouls. Both teams have 5 team fouls apiece. Second free throw for Lear is on the way. It is no good as well. So again, for that first made free throw of the game. Pass far side wing. Right about the three was Kuckelman. Gives up to Dieters. Jump stop. Pulls up from 15 and gets deflected from behind by for Darcy Lears. And he'll stay with the Panthers. Inbound off the backside for Dieters, but she misses the shot. Gets her second try up over Elfner. It's rejected out of there. Rebound by Lears. 2-on-1 fast break to Delaney. She'll lay it in. First non-Darcy Lears Red Hawks to score today. And it's 21-14. 4:38 left to go, quarter number two. And now a double dribble against Dieters. So on that inbound play, Dieters threw it off the backside of Elfner. She picked it up and tried to lay it in, but she was too strong. Trying to get a little bit clever with that, but unfortunately was unable to capitalize. It was there. It would have been executed perfect, or rather, it was executed perfectly. Just missed the shot. Near side wing, Nelson, top of the key, Delaney, far side to Contreras. Delaney now back to Nelson. As Centralia faces, rather goes into the 2-3 zone. Inside Elfner, Mealy triple team, kicks it out. Nelson three-pointer, that one way too strong. And that one rebounded by Dieters. Dieters not the tallest guard, but still able to corral 5 rebounds a game. Near side corner, cross-court pass, far side for Haverkamp. Unable to originally handle the ball, now gets it. Halfway through the second quarter now. Far side wing, Haverkamp, lob pass, high post for Dieters. Nice head fake. She's fouled, and one! 12-footer goes for Owen Dieters, and she's fouled by Contreras from behind. Team foul number 6, her first personal. And Dieters now has 9. 23-14, Centralia, 3:53 to go, quarter number 2. Trying to have our first free throw make of the game. And that one is no good. Nobody has made a free throw as the ball pinballs around off of 3 or 4 players and eventually corralled by Abby Elfner of the Redhawks. And Nelson will put on the floor, push it up ahead. Delaney with it, top of the key, down near side corner. Back to Delaney. Nelson, far side wing, trying to entry pass it inside to Ken. It's deflected right back to Nelson. Cross-court pass, near side wing for Lears. Top of the key 3 for Delaney, no good. Rebound Dieters. She'll push. And then the double team gets around it to the corner. Step back, 3-pointer, good! Owen Dieters with that step back 3. She now has 12, it's 26-14 from Trailia. This zone defense has been so effective for the Panthers, forcing Hiawatha to settle for 3s, and they have not been falling. Here's that corner now, Elfner will try a 3. That one airballed. Offensive rebound though, far side block, and Kent is foul going up, she'll get 2 free throws. That one's going to go against Jaden Wells, her first, team 6th. So 2 free throws coming up for the senior, Aubrey Kent. First free throw off the right side, no good. Core Thompson, Tatum Kramer coming in, exiting Kara Bergman, who came in momentarily, and Owen Dieters. Here's a 2 personal fouls, 2:59, quarter number 2. Second free throw, no good. Still have not had a free throw make here this evening. Haverkamp, top of the key, far side short corner, bounce pass, shot up. And that was no good by Haverkamp. Rebound goes to Hiawatha. Outlet pass to Delaney. Top of the key. Near side wing, 3 ball on the way. That one, no good. Rebound goes to Haverkamp. Baseball pass, but she traveled first. Usually when you do a baseball pass, you need to not have dribbled. Instead, she dribbled, then pulled it, and then threw the baseball pass. She had to take 2 steps. Not allowed to do that. 2:33 remaining, quarter number 2. It's 26-14. Centralia leading at home against Hiawatha. They had a nice run here in the second quarter. It was 13-12 at the end of the first quarter. Far side 3. That one wedges in between the backboard and the rim on the shot by Darcy Lears. So it's a jump ball, and the ball belongs to Centralia. Got an official who's able to jump up and get it. He's probably about 6'2", maybe. It's a 3, possibly. Got a little bit of hops there to get that ball unwedged. Panthers basketball, Haverkamp, top of the key. Pass near side corner for Wells. In trouble, gets it out of there. Kramer tries to get it to Haverkamp. He's in trouble handling it. Gives it up. Far side corner. Bounce pass inside. Nice move. Shot up off the glass. It's good from Cora Thompson. How about the freshman making a big-time basket? Her first score of the day. Now 28-14 Centralia. About a 15-2 run for the Panthers. Trying to end that. Here's Nelson with a three. That one's no good. The Redhawks continue to sell for threes against Centralia's tight-knit 2-3 zone. Wells, far side corner. Top of the key. Haverkamp, nice head fake. What's on the floor. Bounce pass. Corner. Deflected. Bouncing all around. Out of bounds. Left touch by the Panthers. Rather, by the Redhawks. They'll stay with Centralia. Buck 33 remaining in the first half. It's 28-14. Centralia leading at home. Game number three for both teams. Inbound is to Haverkamp. And she is fouled by Delaney. That is her third. We'll see if that was going up or if that's still going to be a 1-1. It is going to be going up. That is big. Hiawatha's senior point guard, Josie Delaney, has two personal fouls. First free throw is good, and there is our first free throw make of our game. Took us a while. Finally got it to go. And it is Lena Haverkamp's first score of the day. She struggled in the season opener, only had 1 point against Nemaha Central, came back with 13 points against Care Paravel. So she's currently averaging 7 points a game. Quick math for you. Second free throw is no good. It's 29-14. 1:25 now left to go in the second quarter. Pulling up, 13-footer off the dribble. No good by Lears. Long rebound for the Panthers. Lears scoreless here in the second quarter after a 12-point first quarter. Driving baseline. Nice move, but blocked was the freshman Thor Thompson. Stripped away, loose out of bounds, and it'll be Centralia basketball. 1:09 now left to go. Kuckelman to inbound. She's having a nice day. 3 3-pointers made for 9 points. She'll get it on the inbound. It's up to Haverkamp. Dribbling away from her defender. Lob pass, far side wing for Wells on top of the key. Pass intercepted by Lears. And an easy run out layup from the left side, and she made it. She now has 14 points. Big basket for Hiawatha, just trying to keep this game close now, it seems like. Hiawatha trailed just 13-12 after the first quarter, now it's 29-16, Centralia. Being pushed from behind was Wells, and that one will go against Aubrey Kent. That is her second personal foul. Already a pair of Redhawks in foul trouble with 42.7 seconds left in second quarter. So Kent will come and sit down in the game for the first time today is Sarah Murphy for the Redhawks. Another one of Hiawatha's 5 seniors. Front end of the 1-1 for Wells is no good. Loose ball on the rebound. Picks up, or rather saved by Centralia, but into the hands of the Redhawks. That was Isabel Haverkamp who saved it. Near side corner, Nelson gives it to the top of the key for Lears, and she'll hold for the final shot. The coach, Gary Smith, says to hold back here. Near side wing, Lears, on top of the key for Nelson. The freshman puts on the floor. From the Centralia logo, now dribbles to the far side wing and clears out Aaliyah Contreras. Cross court pass near side for Lears, 15 seconds left. Hiawatha, again now down 29-16. Only scored 4 points here in quarter number two. Elfner, 3-ball with 6 seconds left. That one rims out. Offensive rebound, though, by Nelson. Kick out. Contreras has a chance. 3-pointer on the way. That one's no good. 3 seconds. And a rebound for Hiawatha, but running out of time. And that is how quarter number two comes to a close. 29-16 is our score. We're going to step aside. We're going to have our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Once again, it's Centralia 29 and Hiawatha 16 here on 92.1 KMZA and the Hiawatha channel on MSCSports.net.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon. This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
After one half of play, it's Centralia leading 29-16 over Hiawatha as we are really just getting started here with this 2022-23 basketball season. Let's take a look at your point totals from half number one. Lead the way in scoring for Centralia, no surprise, is Owen Dieters. She scored 10 of her 12 points in the second quarter. Second on the team in scoring is Tori Kuckelman. She's 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. And with 3 points is Jade Wells, 2 points apiece for Tatum Kramer, who had the opening basket of the game, and Cora Thompson, the freshman, and one free throw from Lena Haberkamp. And as for Hiawatha, they have just 2 scorers. Darcy Lears has 14 of the 16 points, and Josie Delaney made a 2-pointer. And those are your point totals. So Hiawatha, they are looking to stay unbeaten. They are 2-0 on the young season. And as for the Panthers, they stayed at number 4 in the state despite the opening week loss against DeMoss Central. They are 1-1, number 4 in Class 1A D1. Looking at the upcoming schedules for Centralia, after tonight finishing off the 2022 part of the schedule, after tonight they stay here against Onega, and then they go on the road for the final 2 games. In 2022, on the 16th, they go to Washington County, and then they go to Wetmore on the 20th. As for Hiawatha, after tonight, they will go back home for a pair of Big 7 games against Nemaw Central on the 13th. And then next Friday, they play Holton. And then to finish off 2022, they will go on the road to Riverside. Out of the new year for Centralia, they start off with a game at home against Lynn on January 6th, but then they are on the road and have another home game for a full month as they have a game at Donovan West on the 10th. They have the TVL tournament at Washington County, and then on the 27th, they have a game at Hanover, and then Frankfort on February the 3rd. That's for Hiawatha. They are a little more balanced. They have back-to-back home games against Royal Valley and Sabetha on the 6th and 10th, respectively, and they're on the road on the 13th against Jefferson West, on the 20th against Fairleigh Compton, and then they have a home tournament, the Hiawatha Invite, from the 24th through the 28th, and then finish the month of January at Nemaha Central. Taking another look at some of the area games going on this evening. Atchison is hosting Eudora, the lone 4A area team. Marysville is at Clay Center this evening. Wetmore is at Hanover. We have Nemaha Central at Holton. You can watch that game on our Holton channel at msdsports.net. Also in the NEKL, McLeod is at Valley Falls, and Oskaloosa is at Moorhill Mountain Academy. The Valley Heights is hosting out-of-league opponent Republic County. Jefferson West is at Riverside, and Horton is at Jefferson County North. Other games in the CBL, we have Washington County there at Wakefield, and Clifton Clyde is at Pike Valley. And taking a look at the standings, again, it's very early. Only have one Big 7 league game and only one CBL game. Royal Valley defeated Jeff West, so Royal Valley is in first. Jeff West is in last. But Hiawatha and Omaha Central, Riverside, and Fairleigh Compton are all unbeaten. Three of those four teams are 2-0, and Fairleigh Compton, the only team that is 1-0. And meanwhile, Holton, Sabetha, and Royal Valley are all 1-1 overall, with Jeff West being 0-2 overall. As for the TVL, a lot of names, a lot of teams, 13 teams in the TVL. Onega is the only team that is a perfect 3-0. And as for D-West, they have the lone league win. They are 1-0, and Axel is 0-1. We'll go and step aside for another break. We'll come back with second half action. You're listening to your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires here on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha channel, MSCSports.net.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Hein's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that will bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Currently a lead 29-16 over Hiawatha. Been a pretty solid game so far from the Panthers. It was a pretty solid start for Hiawatha, but they got outscored 16-4 in the second quarter. It was 13-12 Centralia, with the Redhawks leading most of the first quarter. And Darcy Lears had a 12-point first quarter, but she was held to just 2 points in the second quarter. And Centralia's Owen Dieters got hot. She had 10 points of her own in quarter number two. She now has 12. Tori Kuckelman has 9 for the Panthers as she knocked down a trio of trees. And that is where we stand. So for Centralia, keys to the second half, keep working that zone, forcing them to shoot those outside threes. That's what was working. As soon as they went away from the man-to-man and went to zone, Hiawatha couldn't get into rhythm shooting, and they were able to get in transition on some of those misses and make baskets. As for the keys for Hiawatha, need to be just a little more patient, move the ball around the perimeter a little bit quicker, so that way they can find those cracks in the armor and scores the points in the paint. Here we go. Hiawatha gets the ball out of the break. Quarter number three is underway. Nelson gives it in the corner for Lears. Thought about it. Delaney top of the key. Australia goes back into that 2-3 zone. Delaney thought about the three, puts on the floor once. Nelson now to Lear's far side corner. Cross court pass for Delaney. She'll fire away a three straight away. That one off the left side, no good. Missing all of the iron. Rebound by Haberkamp. She'll push up ahead and transition up ahead. Shot up is good from the far side. Blocked by Tatum Kramer and the sophomore. Puts the trolley up by 15. She had the first basket of the game. Only thing, she has the first basket of the second half. Here's pass is intercepted from Lears by Peters. And now the Panthers will slow it up in the half-court offense. Haberkamp, pass backwards to Kramer. Into the corner for Dieters. Head fake on the three from the corner. Lob inside the post. Nice move by Cora Thompson. She stripped from behind. And they're going to say it was last touch by her, despite being blocked by the freshman Kenzie Nelson of Hiawatha. Redhawks get the ball back. They need to get things going here quickly. And the pass is high, and it's loose, far side, short corner, and it's a jump ball. Delaney trying to throw it up the high post. Missed her target, and the possession arrow goes towards Trelia. It's a turnover. 6:50 to go, quarter number three, 31-16. Trelia leads Hiawatha, game number three of the 2022-23 regular season. Ball pass, far side corner, Dieters. Couple of players flashing in the paint. Can't find anyone. Gives up top to Haberkamp. She drives, kicks, top of the key. At a Dieters, far side wing. Fires a long three. That one a little bit short. Rebound goes to Lears. She was probably about 5 feet from past the three-point line. Firing away a long two. This is Delaney. A long rebound. Last touch by Dieters. He'll stay with the Redhawks. And when I mean long two, it was just her toe was on the three-point line. She was trying to shoot that three. Delaney inbounds it to Nelson. The freshman puts it on the floor. Gives it to Delaney, near side corner. Three on the way. Off the right side, no good. And Hiawatha continuing to settle. But an offensive rebound. Shut up and good. Driving is Darcy Lears. She scores the first basket for the second half for Hiawatha. Up pass near side corner. Swing a double team as Dieters in the lane. Oh, trying to get a shot up over Elfner, and she does so and makes it. Dieters with her first basket of the second half. She has 14. It's 33-18 now. 5:48 left to go in the third quarter. Far side corner, Lears. That's closed out by Haberkamp for Centralia. Near side corner, Kent has it. Stop the key for Delaney. Nelson. Free ball by Lears. Way off the mark, but Kent's getting a little bit of a push off. Long rebound to Delaney. Another long rebound, this time to Wells. Panthers looking to push. Haberkamp. Cross half court. She'll drive and kick. Wells fires away a three near side corner. That one's too strong. And a push off against, that's going to be against Cora Thompson of the Panthers. That's the first foul committed by either team in the second half. Cora Thompson, that is her first personal. Nelson to the corner for Lears. Now back to Nelson. We're out one in. Not a whole lot of off-ball movement by the Redhawks. Kind of an issue in the first half. Three ball short by Lears. Driving right side Lears. Trying to get a flop was Nelson trying to get the charging call. Doesn't get it, and Lears misses the three-pointer. Short. Rebound to the Redhawks. Laney. This is Elfner. Top of the key. Another three for the Redhawks. That one's no good. Long rebound for Hiawatha. Off the miss, shut up, that one's no good. Rebound for Lena Haberkamp. Hiawatha just needs to look inside more, maybe have three out, two in, instead of four out, one in. Three ball on the way by Dieters, near side wing, that one is too strong. Rebound, far side block, couple of girls on the floor, one for each team. Jump ball, possession arrow, Hiawatha. 33-18, still our score, 4:19 left to go. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Brady Jasper of Hiawatha. Got that wrong in the first half. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to our Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA, and on the Hiawatha channel at msesports.net. We're going to keep it here, 4:19 remaining. Good start to the second half for Centralia. Hiawatha continues to sell for those threes. They just need to keep moving the ball around the perimeter with maybe, as mentioned, have three out and two in and have more of a threat inside. Have one person working the high post, one person working the low post, but big credit to Centralia for not allowing Hiawatha any good looks here so far from pretty much about maybe with 1 minute left in the first quarter all the way till now. It just not giving up anything. Again, our score was 13-12. Centralia led after the first quarter, outscored the Red Hawks 16-4 in quarter number two. And as of right now, Centralia leading this quarter just 4-2. Not a whole lot of scoring, but still being able to fend off the Red Hawks offense. Red Hawks get the ball out of the break. Ugolini pass near side wing for Elfner. Looking down low, can't find anything. Pass far side. Here's a three ball on the way for Contreras. That one's no good. Ball tipped up in the air. Nice job by Lears. Knocked that ball free. For the miss. Drive and kick. Contreras. Far side Delaney. Lobs it inside. Going to work is Kent. Shot up from the far side. Block is no good. Rebound Haberkamp. Good interior defense by the Panthers this time. Drive by Dieter. She's double team. Kicks it out. Haberkamp. Fires away a three near side corner. That one left just a little bit short. Tipped up in the air by Lears to Elfner. Now back to Lears. The fast break. Now she'll slow it down. It's up to Elfner. Contreras. Defended by Dieter's heavily. Gives it up to Elfner. Pass inside. Lears shot up. No good. And she's fouled. Would have liked to see Hiawatha maybe be more aggressive on that fast break. When your half-court offense isn't working and you're given an opportunity to score in transition, you got to take advantage. Instead, they played a conservative, down by 15. That foul was committed by Cora Thompson, her second, team foul number two. Substitution for the Panthers is Tori Kuckelman. She sees the floor for the first time in the second half, as she scored 9 points in the first half. Exiting is the freshman Cora Thompson. She's having some nice minutes. Freshman started this game for Centralia. Free throw is good for Lears. She now has 17. It's 33-20. She went 2-for-2 from the stripe that trip. Bounce pass, far side corner. Entry pass to Dieters. She saves it from going out of bounds, but it's a turnover as Elfner is easily able to pick it up. Delaney off the dribble. This is the near side wing. Top of the key. Elfner now far side Contreras. It's for an entry pass. Can't find it, but it's on the floor now. Cross-court pass, wing to wing, near side, three ball by Elfner, and she's good. Third three-pointer of the day for the Red Hawks. First by Elfner, that's her first basket of the game. It's 33-23. Iwatha in their own 2-3 zone, and a turnover, trying to get an entry pass to Dieters, and a foul against Centralia. And a little bit of momentum for the Red Hawks, going to keep it up. As that foul goes to Dieters, that is her third personal foul. And their 13th foul. Hiawatha has not committed a foul on the pass. Elfner thought about the three. Now Delaney thought about it. Top of the key. Drives left side. Kick out. Contreras fires away a three. Far side. That one too strong. Long rebound. Far side corner. Goes in the hands of Tori Kuckelman. And she gets bumped into. Loses the ball out of bounds. The last touch by the Red Hawks. Fort Thompson checking back into the game. Just a short little breather for the freshman. And Lena Haberkamp, the senior, will exit. He's been big for Centralia, leading and defending, but hasn't done much offensively so far. In the corner. Hand off to Dieters. Tries to go Euro step, and she's bumped into. A lot of body contacts as that one goes against Contreras. That is her second personal. And they finally commit their first team foul of the second half. With 2:16 to go, third quarter. 33-23 Centralia leading Hiawatha. Inbound is up top from Kuckelman to Dieters. Gives it away briefly, gets it right back. Ball of jumper, she wants the foul, trying to get the call, does not get it. The shot's off the mark, rebound Red Hawks. Delaney pushes, top of the key Elfner, far side Contreras from the wing. Top of the key Delaney, on your side Elfner. Fires away at three. That one, no good off the left side, over the backboard. Centralia basketball, 154, now left to go, third quarter. So they had the momentum, they made a three-pointer, but since then, three consecutive perimeter shots. Centralia able to hold them off for the moment. Top of the key, Bounce pass, far side corner. Nice drive from Kramer. And near side pass from Thompson, deflected, stolen away by Hiawatha. Going to capitalize after the steal. Delaney, near side wing, puts on the floor. Contreras, top of the key, now far side Elfner. Entry pass inside. Lears, ball scores free, and catch, picks it up and scores it. Not exactly how the play was designed, but the senior forward has their first basket of the day. It's 33-25. 5-0 run for Hiawatha. Drive by Dieters. And she can't get the shot to go from 6 feet away. Rebound Hiawatha. 1-0 fast break with Lears. Breakaway layup is good. And it's now 33-27. 58 seconds left in the quarter. She now has 20 points on the day. Long three on the way from straight away. That one is way off the mark from Tori Kockelman. And Hiawatha will not push it. Down by six, 33-27, 40 seconds left, third quarter. Delaney, far side for Contreras. Now back to Delaney. And push from behind with Lears, as well as gets charged for the personal. That is her second, fourth team foul. Haberkamp back in the game for Centralia, and the freshman, the senior, will check in for the sophomore, Owen Dieters. 32.8 seconds left on the clock. Inbound, Lears lobs it to Elfner from the corner on top of the key for Delaney. Up pass to Lears, cuts off of the inbound, and she's fouled going up. Not a whole lot of contact as she just kind of threw it up awkwardly, and Wells gets charged with another personal. That is now her third. 15th foul. 27.1 seconds left. The two free throws coming up for Darcy Lears, who was 2 of 2 the last time she went to the free throw line. That one leaps off the right side of the rim, no good. Kimby Nelson, the freshman for Hiawatha, checks in for Josie Delaney, the senior point guard for the Red Hawks. Second free throw for Lears on the way. That one is pure. 21 points for the senior Red Hawk, Darcy Lears. It's 33-28. Getting away from pressure was Tatum Kramer. Bounce pass, far side wing to Wells. Now stops the key from Haberkamp. Near side wing, Kuckelman thought about it. Now gives it up. Gives it right back to Kuckelman. She fires away a three. That one's no good. She's gone cold after a great start in the first half. Rebound Contreras. Contreras has bumped the ball out of bounds. And they're going to say she last touched it. Although she was not the last to touch it. It rather should have been a foul against Centralia or an out-of-bounds against Hiawatha, but they did a hybrid of both. Contreras just dribbled the ball out-of-bounds after she was bumped. 3 seconds left in the corner, now down low for Lear. Shut up, no good, but she fouled with 0.2 seconds left. That time, it looked like the foul call was a good one from the officials after the personal starts to Lena Haberkamp. Team foul number 6, which matches their first half total. And 0.2 seconds left. Two free throws coming up for Lears. First one is pure. Big free throws from Lears to try to, from Lears for Hiawatha to try to get back within a possession here. 33-29 with 0.2 seconds left. Now it's 33-30. And that is how the third quarter is going to come to a close. And we got ourselves a ball game. Centralia held to just 4 points. In quarter number 3, they outscore Centralia 14-4 in that quarter. Step aside for a break. Back here in 30 seconds on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Centralia's lead has been cut down to 3 as we enter the fourth quarter. Hiawatha able to get back within reach thanks to Darcy Lears having another very nice quarter. As she now has 23 points on the day. All other scores have just 7 points. So it'll be Centralia with the ball out of the break. Former, or rather the reigning, Big 7 co-champs on defense first. Peters drives baseline underneath the basket. In trouble, gives it up. Three ball on the way. That one too strong by Court Thompson. Long rebound out of bounds to Hiawatha. Out of bounds is the call. They get the stop that they needed. Now trying to get a score. They only made 1 3-pointer in that last quarter, despite being able to get back into the game. Hopefully they can sense this trend and continue to try to score inside. Curtis puts on the floor, far side corner. Here's Kent, moves the perimeter. Not very often have we seen her from beyond the three-point line today. Now she goes into the paint as Delaney works from the top of the key. Now signals Contreras to clear out. From the Centralia logo, Delaney. A little to her left side, hands off to Contreras, defended by Dieters, the sophomore, sheds the other sophomore, is up to Delaney, the senior point guard, drives, kicks to Elfner. Junior now gives up to Contreras, fires away 3 straight away, that one don't get up the left side, offensive rebound by Leers, kick out. Delaney now tries a 3, high arc and 3, air ball, and that one's last thing he touched by the Redhawks. Will not save it in time. Yeah, just settling for that 3. And Centralia is able to capitalize, playing some good defense on that possession. And Hiawatha replicate some defense of their own here. Trying to get an entry pass. That's stolen away by Contreras. And Contreras, now she travels with it. The right back. She was dribbling amongst a lot of traffic. Isn't able to slow it up. Centralia gets the ball back. Here's Haberkamp. Dribbles to the far side wing, lob pass into the paint for Dieters. That's on the floor, dribbles to the short corner. In trouble, bounce pass, gets it out of there to Court Thompson. Back to Dieters, head fake, thought about the 3. Splits the double team, nice pass inside, shot up, good! Beautiful look to Tatum Kramer, lays it in from the far side block, and a timeout is called by the Redhawks. It's going to be a full timeout. Actually, it's going to be a timeout called by Centralia. It's 35-30, 6:17 to go. You're listening to your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you. So you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
6:17 left to go. 35-30. Centralia leads Hiawatha. Redhawks with the ball out of our break. Moving right side is Josie Delaney, the senior point guard for Hiawatha. Top of the key, Aubrey Kent now with it. Now Darcy Lears. She drives in the middle. Puts up a shot and good on the run. Darcy Lears now has 25 points. It's now 35-32. Near side corner. Wells gives it to a cutting. Dieters shot up good from 8 feet away. Owen Dieters with a nice response. Now left. Delaney dribbles to the far side wing. Now to Elfner. Top of the key. The junior puts it on the floor once. Gives it up to Contreras. It's your pass. Lears is double team, and Dieters gets her arm in there. Sending a jump ball. 5:32 left to go. Possession arrow stays with the Redhawks. Reminder that the boys' game is coming up after this one. We'll send it back to the studio for just a little bit, but we will have our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate first. Inbound is to Elfner, near side wing. On top of the key for Josie Delaney. Entry pass, high rather the high post. Lear thumps it off to Kent. She can't get the shot to go from right underneath the basket. Awkward angle. And Eaters is fouled by Kent. And that'll be her third personal. Only the second team foul against the Redhawks. So if time comes, some need to foul, they will have to get quite a few fouls in a hurry. And now Owen Dieters gets some pressure, and she double dribbles it. She picks it up, put it back on the floor. As Darcy Lear has approached her. 5:15 left. 37-32 Centralia over Hiawatha. Top of the key for Kent. Pass to far side wing for Lears. From the wing, head fake, puts on the floor, gives it up. Charis. Gives it overhead, now puts on the floor, gives it a dribble, bounce pass inside to Kent, dribbles it off of her foot, and turnover to Tatum Kramer. Sophomore brings it up. Far side, stopped by a double team. It's up high post, shot up is no good from 15 feet for Haberkamp. Rebound goes to Aubrey Kent for the Redhawks. Pass up ahead is stolen away by Dieters. 2-on-1 now for Centralia. Dieters bump foul and one. Through the contact, Owen Dieters scores when it counts most. She has 18 points. And it's now 39-32. Fantastic play by the sophomore, Owen Dieters. Free throw on the way, rattles out, and Elfner touched it, but trying to save it with Cora Thompson, and it goes out of bounds. That would have been Centralia basketball if she didn't touch it. And it appears Abby Elfner is injured. She's holding her left ankle. We'll go and step aside for a quick 30-second break. We'll come back here on 92.1 KMZA and the Hiawatha Channel, MSCSports.net.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Sideline on her own power. We're back underway. Redhawks with the ball as they trail 39-32 to Centralia, 4:32 remaining. Delaney brings it up for the Redhawks, gives it up. Lears from the top of the key, far side. Nelson with it. Entry pass to Kent. Collects it from the short corner, now back up top to Nelson. Pass deflected by Dieters. She kind of jammed her finger on her left hand. And Contreras gets in the backcourt. Far side wing, Nelson looks inside, can't find what she's looking for, so gives it up to Lears, comes to the top of the key to deflect the pass. Contreras fires away a three near side, that one too strong, and a rebound by Nelson. Goes to Delaney. Goes up to Nelson. Now to Lears. Top the key, drives right side, kicks to Contreras. Offensive foul, Dieters took the charge! And it's a Centralia sophomore with a big defensive play, as that foul is number three against Hiawatha. And we'll go to a break as that foul goes against Lears, her second personal. 39-32 our score, 3:55 left to go. Don't go anywhere as our game is brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. We'll step aside, be back in 30 seconds on 92.1 KMZA and on the Hiawatha Channel, MSCSports.net.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
39-32, we got a close one here in Centralia. It was lopsided at the half. Panthers led 29-16, but then Hiawatha outscored Centralia 14-4. And that was after Centralia outscored Hiawatha 14-4 in the second quarter. And it is close, 39-32, Centralia gets the ball out of the break. Peters into a double team, gets out of it at half court. Nice pass up ahead to Kramer, he lays it in from the near side block. So Hiawatha applies pressure in the backcourt. It comes back to hurt him. They're now down by 9. 3:35 left to go. Elfner from the far side wing gives it up. 3-ball away by Nelson. That one a little bit short. Rebound by Kent. And her and Dieters get tied up. Possession arrow, Centralia. Dieters with some big-time defensive stops. She had a charge on the last possession. Has gotten her hands in a couple plays and had some jump balls. And this one in favor of the Panthers. 16 fouls against Centralia. 4 against Hiawatha. 3:25 to go. Centralia leads 41-32. Near side corner, 3-ball on the way by Kuckelman. That one's short. Long rebound by Wells. Kick it out to Dieters. Far side corner. That's on the floor. Trying to go baseline. Lob it up. Pass is short. But Wells collects it. 3-ball on the way by Haberkamp. That one is no good. From the near side wing. Rebound by Abby Elfner. Nelson, the freshman, pushes it. To Delaney. Far side wing. Near spot about the 3. And gives it to Elfner. She fires away a 3 straight away. That one air ball. Out of bounds to Centralia. 2:52 left to go. Boys game coming up after this one. We'll take a bit of a break. Come back after we send it to the station. We'll have our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. We'll crown our player of the game brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Inbound, deflected, and out of bounds on Dieters. That's a turnover. Miscommunication on the inbound. And Hiawatha gets the ball back. 2:52 left to go. Nelson trying to inbound. Lob it up to Elfner. Nice backdoor cut by Lears, and she laid it in. Lears with 27 points, and it's 41-34. Huckleman thought about the 3. Wells now has it near side corner. And timeout's called by head coach Dustin Thompson for Centralia, first-year head coach. And we'll go ahead and step aside for 30, 92.1 KMZA, and on the Hiawatha channel, mscsports.net.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
KMZA.
41-34, Centralia calling a timeout, up by 7 over Hiawatha. You're from Centralia, 2:36 left to go. 16 fouls have been charged against Centralia this half, and only 4 for Hiawatha. So again, when that time comes, they'll still have some work to do to try to get them up to the bonus. Centralia to inbound underneath the Hiawatha basket. Dieters to do the inbounding. Box formation for the Panthers. Inbound comes out to Haberkamp. Trying to get Dieters open on the corner. Drive baseline. Cut off. Good defense by the Red Hawks. She'll outlet it to Wells. Haberkamp gives it near side corner. Now swing it back around. Wells fires away a 3. That one off the left side, no good. Long rebound. And Lears. And it almost thought it was going to be a jump ball. Instead, Lears are going to say it was held by Core Thompson. That is going to be Thompson's 3rd personal and 7th team foul, so that's 1-1 coming up for Darcy Lears. She has made 5 free throws so far this evening. First free throw, that one is good. She now has 28 points on her day. Only 7 other points by the other remaining Redhawks. Second free throw is no good. Rebound goes to Core Thompson. She hands it off. And Centralia, chance to expand their lead, gets back to a 3-possession lead. Dieters gets past her defender, drives, nice kick. Down low, far side block, shot up, no good by Thompson. It's a jump ball on the miss. Possession arrow, Hiawatha. So the Redhawks get a stop with 2:04 left to go. Coach Jasper calls out the plays for the Redhawks. Delaney brings the ball up. Goes to the far side, gets it to Lears. Top of the key, Elfner. Now near side corner for Nelson. It's on the floor, dribbling towards the middle. Delaney drives and kicks. Lear. Now to Delaney. Far side corner for Elfner. Let's have the key for Nelson. Looks on the floor once. Elfner fires away a three. She made one earlier. That one is good! Abby Elfner now has 3 3-point blanks. She has 6 points. It's 41-38, a one-possession game with a buck 38 left. 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Reminder that our boys' game is coming up next. We'll send it to the station briefly, but we do have our Be Outdoors Real Estate show coming up. We'll talk about how things transpired. We'll talk about point totals. And just kind of looking at the Big 7 standings early on. Of course, it's a non-league game. Hiawatha a chance to go 3-0 to start their season. As for Centralia, we're hoping to improve to 2-1. Both leagues very deep this year. Of course, I mean, Northeast Kansas Sports is the pinnacle in all Kansas high school athletics. And it certainly reflects it in the rankings, in Class 3A rankings, according to KBCA. Sabetha, number 4, Nemaha Central, number 5. And in 1AD1, Centralia is 4, Clifton Clyde 6, Frankfurt is 10. All right, here we go. Buck 35 left. Centralia brings it up. Dieters has it. Dieters having a nice day. She has 18 points, and she's fouled. Team foul number 5. As that is going to be Lear's third personal foul. Haverkamp on the inbound. That's deflected, and loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. Kramer tried to fit it through a tight window. Good job by Lear to bat that ball down. Possession arrow is in favor of the Panthers. 41-38, Centralia still with the lead, 1:15 to go, and the pass is loose on the floor, picked up on one knee by Haverkamp, and timeout's called by head coach Dusty Thompson. Good timeout there from the first-year head coach for Centralia. Let's step aside for 30 seconds, 92.1 KMZA and Hiawatha Channel, MSCSports.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
KMZA.
41-38. Centralia leads by 3 over Hiawatha. 1:14 left to go. Centralia has to go the full length of the floor on this inbound. Underneath their own basket. It'll be Haverkamp trying to inbound. They give it up. This is Kramer. Back to Haverkamp. Now to Dieters. And they're able to beat the press. Dieters drives middle, and she's fouled on the floor. Team foul number 6 against the Red Hawks. So now the Panthers will be in the 1-1. As that one goes against Lears, that is her 4th. That is big. Inbound, Haverkamp coming off a curl. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Dieters. A minute left. And now Dieters is bumped. A whole lot of contact on that foul committed by NZ Nelson, her 2nd, and team foul number 7. Both teams now with 7 team fouls. So Dieters will shoot the 1-1. She has 18 points on the day, and she cannot make this one. Rebound to Hiawatha. Lears pushes it up, kicks it. Nelson, pass deflected by Dieters, and it'll stay with the Red Hawks. Again, Dieters on defense, stepping up to the plate. 50.4 seconds left. Hiawatha needs a 3-point basket to tie this game. Nelson now gives up to Delaney. Coach Jasper signals the play call. Handoff. Off a curl. Lears gives up Elfner for the tie. Near side wing. No good. Rattles out. Rebound Dieters. 38 seconds left for the Panthers. Dieters is bumped. No call. And now that's behind the back move to get away from Nelson. Near side wing. Now back to Dieters. Double team gets away from it. 26 seconds left. They're not fouling right now. Dieters gets it back. And now they will foul. Nelson will pick up her third personal. And team foul number 8. Beater's elusiveness cannot be described. It's just phenomenal what she can do when she has open space to dribble. As the first free throw is good. Now a two-possession game once again. That free throw big for the Panthers. 42-38, 21.7 seconds left. Of course, now in the fourth quarter. Free throw on the way by Dieters. That one is good as well. 2 for 2, and she's got 20. And a whistle and a... I missed what happened there. I think we have a timeout. Yeah, we had a timeout. It was a steal on the inbound. But instead, it's going to be a timeout called with 20.9 seconds left. That was bang, bang. Very close. 43-38 is our score here in the girls' game. Boys' game coming up here in just a little bit. We'll have a bit of a intermission between the two games, and we'll send it back to the studio. But not before our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. And tonight's contest has been brought to you by Purdue State College. Purdue.edu, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. And what a game from Darcy Lears. She has 28 points. That's 28 of the 38 points. As for Owen Dieter, she leads Australia scorers with 20. 20.9 seconds left. Hiawatha with the ball. Here we go. Bring it up is Delaney. Good on-ball defense by Peyton Kramer. Pass top of the key. Elfner fires away a three. No good. Straight away. Rebound deflected by Haverkamp in the corner. She has it. And her outlet pass the far side. Almost stolen away. And 10 for 1 second left. And that's going to be it. Fantastic job by Centralia's defense. That final possession. And the Panthers hold on. Improved to 2-1 on the season. We'll step aside for a break. Come back with your post-game show. Here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, our final score, Centralia 43, Hiawatha 38, as we are streaming on the Hiawatha channel at MNCSports.net.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia holds on to win the girls' game 43-38, our final score. Taking a look at some of the point totals from the girls' game, and for Hiawatha leading the way in scoring with 28 points is Darcy Lears. She had an unbelievable performance. She had 12 points in the first quarter. She had 11 in the third quarter, but unfortunately unable to get the victory here tonight. 6 points for Abby Elfner, made a pair of three-pointers, 2 points for Aubrey Kent, and 2 points for Josie Delaney. So just four scorers for the Redhawks here tonight. As for Centralia, Owen Dieters with 20 points. Sophomore lit it up in the second quarter. She had 10 points in that time frame. She also had 6 in the fourth quarter as well. 9 points for Tori Kuckelman, all of those coming in the first half. 8 points for Tatum Kramer. She had 6 in the second half, 3 points for Jaden Wells, 2 points for Cora Thompson, and a free throw for Lena Haberkamp. Here on our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. So in this one, I mean, it was kind of a tale of two halves, or I guess kind of a tale of four individual quarters, because he kind of each quarter was kind of a different story in itself. First quarter, Hiawatha led for most of the way. Then Centralia kind of clawed their way back in and was able to get on top. They started going to that zone early in the second quarter, and then they were able to really, they were able to not, they didn't allow anything open in the inside. Hiawatha settled for a lot of three-pointers. They couldn't make them, and Centralia built their league up to a 13-point lead at the half. Their largest lead was 15. Then all of a sudden, Hiawatha was able to get it going with Darcy Lears once again after a very quiet second quarter. She had an 11-point performance in that third quarter to give her 23 up to that point. Pretty phenomenal stuff for the senior. And then in the fourth quarter, kind of went away from that again. Started selling for threes again. Australia's defense tightened up and got some stops. It was 33-30. And then in the end, it was a back-and-forth fourth quarter. And Centralia was able to pull away late. A couple of big free throws from Owen Dieters. And a couple of nice baskets inside as well by Tatum Kramer, who had a couple of inside shots. All right, so it's time to crown our player of the game. Excuse me, our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So your player to bank on, a pretty easy choice here. It's Owen Dieters with 20 points. She made some clutch shots and some clutch free throws, and it was a very big reason why Centralia was victorious here tonight. So once again, your final score, Centralia 43, Hiawatha 38. We'll step aside for a few minutes, and we'll come back with the boys' game here on 92.1 KMZA and streaming online, MSCSports.net, on the Hiawatha channel.